Hi there. My name is Jordan Hood, and I'm the host of the Grain of Salt Morning Show. We'd ask if you bear with us as we are testing out new microphones, new system, and getting used to doing this format of morning show again. Some of the episode may skip, jump, or lag. That's because we recorded online using Google Hangouts. We're going to try to update that in the future, but just bear with us for the time being. We'll try to get you good content out there. Thank you again for all our listeners. We much appreciate it. Thank you.
You're listening to the Grain of Salt Morning Show. Please leave a like and comment.
And hello, this is Jordan.
And Jared.
Kale.
Kaylin.
There we go. Thank you for joining us via phone today. Peter and me and Jared are here at my house recording. This is the Grain of Salt Morning Show. We're going to be talking about all things movies, TV shows, and the like. Obviously, we have Kale from The Youth Critic, which, Kale, if you want to talk about your show real quick, I'm sure they know about it.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Grain of Salt listeners. I am the Youth Critic. I review movies of all sorts. I review current films, and I do retrospectives on older, not really classics, but older films. Please check me out at the Youth Critic on this exact network at KHC Network.
And KHC Productions. Okay, so today we're talking about all things TV. There's been a lot of announcements for shows that are canceled, renewed, and picked back up, and reboots. So we're going to be going through that. Why don't we start off with Fox, since that's the one that's been the biggest news. And do you want to start off with Brooklyn Nine-Nine or talk about what's been canceled and what's been renewed already?
I think we go with what's been canceled, because that will lead into Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Fair enough. Okay. So in that case, let's go through. So some shows that continued on. Empire is continuing. That's a big hit. Mm-hmm. The Exorcist has been canceled. Family Guy has been renewed, but they don't have a date on when they're going to be continuing. The F Word's been not renewed for the new season.
I want my Ramsey.
Gotham's obviously been renewed. That's been a big hit on their network.
Mm-hmm.
Last Man on Earth has been canceled. Really? But there is talks about Hulu picking it up, but I don't know if it's going to actually happen. Lethal Weapon, we have a talk about that later with Kale. He's got some news about that. Lucifer's been canceled, and that's going to be another topic for later. And Orville's been picked back up, which I love the Orville. It's great work, and I appreciate that being different from like Family Guy's comedy. It's been actually very interesting to watch. And The X-Files has not been canceled, but it's not been renewed, and there's talks about that later about what they're actually planning to do with that. So let's go up to the top. I guess the biggest topic would be Brooklyn Nine-Nine being picked up by NBC. What do you guys think about this? About shows, the big craze right now of being a lifeboat for shows. Not all at once.
Okay. The way how it happened, for the listeners who don't know, Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled on, I think, like a Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. And mm-hmm. and it also got canceled along with The Mick and Last Man on Earth. But and we're still not sure if the other two will be picked up by Hulu or Netflix yet. But for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there was this whole campaign of, like, you know, people on Twitter, even filmmakers like Guillermo del Toro was like tweeting, like, please save the show, somebody. And then NBC, which currently has a show that's coming up with co-creator Michael Schur in the fall, they picked it up and they are bringing it back for a 13 episode sixth season. And I don't think we know exactly when it'll come about, like, which, if it'll come back in the fall or the spring, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine will be saved, and that's kind of what's been happening on that front. Anyone else want to comment?
NBC, you said?
Yeah, NBC. Okay.
I think it's actually very smart for NBC to be starting to actually being a lifeboat for all these shows, because not only does it give them their prime time, like, they can have multiple shows if they can just keep rotating the good shows, but they can also fill out their syndication with it.
That's true.
So they can fill out their own little slots that they don't have for anything else.
And these shows have followings. It's just the ratings have dropped in the past year. But that's mostly due to writing. If they get over to NBC, they can replace some of the writers, keep the actors, and make it better.
Which is also going to change the show in itself. So they have to be real careful here. Because if the show is going to have a 100% different feel to it because it's different writers.
But you keep in mind, they're only picking up for one season. So even if that one season's a flop, they still have it for syndication.
Fair.
I mean, it's not. Right. I guess it's not entirely surprising that the ratings are dropping. I mean, most people are watching things online anyway, so I'm not sure necessarily how much ratings matter as much now as they used to, especially with more things being online.
That's true, and I don't think we should think about Netflix being a lifeboat. That's more of a Hulu deal or maybe Amazon. Netflix got out of that a while back. I mean, when's the last show you can think of them picking up and saving? It's been a while, and I don't think that's really the business they're in. They're in for making original content now. They're their own network. So I would not – I don't see them picking up a show unless it's extremely popular and it's a cash grab.
Well, and also we have to keep in mind the reason why Netflix and Hulu might not pick up or might not be a lifeboat for not only Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but also Last Man on Earth and The Mick is because all three of those shows have big TV star casts.
That's
that
true.
Require a lot of contract renewals, a lot of, you know, deals, and also there's the syndication rights that have to be bought. So, I mean, they're having to purchase a giant wholesale of contracts and rights, and it can get really expensive. So that's why whenever there is something like, you know, like back in the day when Community got saved by Yahoo, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
A big deal. So it's a big deal when NBC picks it up and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and they're willing to put the money into the contracts. Yes, they're only going to bring it back for 13 more episodes, but at least the show is coming back in some form.
But didn't it start off on NBC?
No, it started off at Fox.
I remember that Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But well, let's continue down. So, is there any other shows out of the list I kind of list off for Fox that struck you as being canceled or being out of the ordinary?
Not much. Actually, why don't someone else go? Because I've been talking for the last 5 minutes.
Well, I kind of hope that the F word gets renewed because I'm a big Gordon Ramsay fan.
They're Ramsay's 24-hour startup. So that may be what they're transitioning to.
That's fair. I'm just like a big fan of like the F word, as in it's like, it's this, you get to learn, you get to travel. It's like a nice little, not like a documentary series, but it's
like a cooking show and a travel channel show had a baby.
Yeah. And I like that. Like, yeah. Like I've seen episodes of him going to Iceland and going crab fishing or going over to, he's gone over to India to have chutney and how to show how to make chutney. It's great.
Well, I mean, the original episodes that were aired in Britain were also a lot about his family and like learning how to cook with his family. And then he had a whole season where he had outreach to women that to get back in the kitchen. Not as a derogatory. That's the thing in Britain where a lot of women don't feel like they can cook or don't actively try to cook because there are a lot of women in the workforce. And so the men usually end up cooking a lot, which in the United States is mostly flipped from what I know. But that was a big story arc for one season, is him trying to get that started.
Nice.
So, okay, you're going to say something? Go ahead.
I was going to bring up that, you know, there's an interesting that the cancellations are not really, I mean, some of them are a little obvious because of ratings or critic approval has kind of dropped over time. But also the biggest surprise for me was reading from last week was Fox. They were saving Tim Allen's canceled sitcom from a year ago called Last Man Standing.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
that was profoundly interested me because the show's been off the air for a year and now it's completely back up and running. I think they have 22 episodes on their docket, and
right now
interesting because it's
it shows 7 episodes officially. They're going to see from there, I think.
Oh, okay. It's just an interesting revival because it's not really part of Fox programming. They don't really do the sitcom style that that show has anymore. And it's just very interesting that that got brought up, that got bought up by them. Because even for a year ago, it was taught that CMT would bring it back. But even then, that was like being hopeful. So that's pretty interesting. That was the more interesting like read from last week.
That's true. Do we want to talk about Lucifer while we're still on Fox? Because that's a big deal for me. I love the show.
Then you take it away. I honestly don't know anything about Lucifer.
So to give you an idea,
I've seen a couple episodes.
Lucifer, I was watching it before we started this. It's a great show. It's owned by DC Vertigo. It's the company that owns it. Same people make iZombie, which is another great show. They've been going for, this is their third season now. They just finished it the other night. And it had a writer's drop. They had four episodes that were dropped from the second season due to lack of connectivity to the rest of the series. But it still has a humongous following and great actors and a large music presence. They have a lot of musicians that pair up with them that are in the rock and punk genre. And so it's got a large following. Well, they announced that it's going to be canceled. And everyone, including the writers, the cast, the crew, just freaked out. They're just like, no, this can't happen because we need to know what happens in the fourth season. They already have the fourth season completely written. They have the props. They have the locations locked down. They have everything ready to go. They just need a funder. And so that started up the hashtag Save Lucifer on Twitter, which probably confused a lot of Christians out there, which I'm part of. I tweeted myself hashtag Save Lucifer, hashtag Pick Up Lucifer, because for a while it was like the number one trending was this hashtag Save Lucifer. And it was taken off of Twitter, and that made a change to ever. And it got back up to like number two. And it's currently, from what I've heard, it talks with NBC and Hulu. They're both trying to contact them, talk to them. They've also tried to contact Netflix, but like I said earlier, I highly doubt Netflix will try to pick it up, even though it would create a grittier atmosphere, which I can improve. I'm curious because everyone's like comparing it to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's like, if Brooklyn Nine-Nine can be picked up for one more season, why can't Lucifer? It's just got as big a following, and it's decent. NBC owns iZombie, and they own Arrowverse, which is both DC. And so it's like, why not pick up Lucifer? It's part of DC Vertigo. You'll have all of them in your pocket. You'll run DC's television network. Why not have it? And that's the big argument right now. It's like, grab it. Go for it. You only need to give us one more season, and we'll be happy. We'll leave you alone. No. So that's the big controversy there. What do you guys think?
Let me say, Kaylin, do you have anything to say?
Not especially.
I'll say this.
I've seen a little bit of the show and I love it. I plan on watching it soon in its entirety.
Sounds interesting.
I'm a big fan of these, more of the magic side of DC. You can see just like kind of like another side. Like, we're always used to seeing superheroes, a lot of punching, a lot of those kind of things. You only get to see like the
mystic side.
The mystic side, because I'm a big fan of Constantine.
Yeah.
I love Constantine.
And also Justice League Dark, right?
Yeah, Justice League Dark's coming out. So, yay, we're going to see Constantine. I think Zatanna's going to be in that. Swamp Thing's going to be in there.
Zatanna's my favorite.
Zatanna's awesome.
And it's sense. It could also be a good platform to lead up to it.
That would have a little bit of tie-in because he is part of the DC Vertigo. And he is technically in the DC family. You give a little bit of tie-in at the end of their season and you wrap it into Constantine, which was also canceled. And you can bring all of it back. I mean, they have so many shows that are sitting there that need that extra season. And they could tie them all together. I mean, Lucifer, the bastard son child of the DC universe, where he's not fully in there, but he is part of that universe. I think it would be a great addition, at least from a network point of view, to have all of your eggs in one basket in this situation is actually a good thing because you have the control over it.
honestly, I think Lucifer's best bet is CW because of exactly what you just said. But also, it'll fit more into that universe. And they'll have to change a couple things because CW does a lot of things cheaper. And that would probably be the one reason why CW couldn't do it is because maybe this show is a little more pricey than their average shows, which I know that's odd to say because they have a show where a girl that flies, but still,
their shows are done very easier ones. Because I mean, in actuality, there's not much CGI. It's like a crime scene show, and every now and then they have something fancy like an eye change or wings. That's something you could easily do and pay for because that's not a whole lot of CGI. Most of it's just getting locations and like actors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, if that's the case, maybe, but still, that's just a thing right now that would probably drive CW away. They create a lot of great content. Like you mentioned the CW universe and iZombie, and they also create Riverdale. I mean, there's a lot of great content there. It's just they do it on the cheap because they kind of
I would say an episode of Lucifer is way cheaper than an episode of The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And think of all the special effects you make The Flash work. Lucifer is probably no more expensive than a CIS, or CSI, sorry, episode. The accounts of what they have to show.
And the other factor is could Lucifer target young adults? Okay, because then, if that's the case, then CW could bring it up. But then again, it could be better suited at Hulu or I wouldn't even bother with Netflix. I would say maybe NBC, because NBC used to have a huge genre push on their Fridays. And then, of course, if you want to do a crime show, go to CBS.
If it's going to go, if it goes to CW, where saying NBC, but CW is what I meant, where they have iZombie and they have all these superhero shows like Black Lightning, Arrow, The Flash, it will be more superhero-ish. It will be more action-y. It will be focused more on the Lucifer as a anti-hero, right? If it goes to NBC, it will become basically a crime drama show with a little bit of spice, and they'll probably tone down a lot of the magical stuff. If it goes to Hulu, it's going to drop down in its rating as in rated R, rated G, whatever. It'll probably become a little more tame than what it is because right now provocative material applied. And if it does end up with Netflix, which I very highly doubt, it'll become very much more dark. So that's kind of the way I see it. But while we're talking about CW, why don't we talk about what's going on there? So The 100 was picked up. That's a great show, but it kind of fell off of it in the past couple seasons. Arrow has been picked back up, but they're chugging along with their DC universe. New series, Burden of Truth, Black Lightning has been renewed for a second season, which I wouldn't doubt because it's been pretty popular. The Flash, iZombie has been renewed for a fifth season. Jane the Virgin has been renewed. Life Sentence has been canceled. Let's see here. Anything else? The Originals has ended. The series is airing its final episodes. Riverdale obviously is getting another season. That's been really popular. Supernatural, 14th season. That thing's going on like freaking Simpsons there.
What's happening on that show now?
Supernatural has become so meta. They had an episode where they went to a Scooby-Doo world. At this point, it's gone from being like hardcore where here's the monster of the week.
Mm-hmm. How did they come up with this?
Constantine is getting a new animated series. It'll be announced sometime. And anything else? Vixen has been canceled, and Freedom Fighters The Ray has no description. I don't know what that is at all.
What in the world?
What is that? I have no idea.
Oh, wait. Isn't Freedom Fighters their little thing of the Runaways?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, Runaways is good.
So that's kind of what's going on there. Anything pique your guys' interest at CW?
Constantine.
Constantine's animated series. Yes.
I'm looking forward to that. You had my you piqued my interest when you said animated.
Yeah, which I think will do it way more justice. The original, the live action was great, but there's only so much you can do to make him feel as magical as he is.
See, I feel like the way, like the difference between the animated and the live action is that the live action, when like all the wacky, demonic, like dark energy stuff happens, it looks a lot more campy.
Yeah.
It looks a lot more like unbelievable. It looks fake.
I hate to compare it, but I think of it as the way as like Doctor Strange versus Constantine. Because they both have the kind of same feel. Whereas mm-hmm. Doctor Strange more on the magical, mystical side. But Doctor Strange translates well to live action because most of the things he does can be backed up by Marvel's money, obviously. Mm-hmm. But also because a lot of his stories deal with humans and or altered reality and not a whole lot with things and creatures. Whereas Constantine, basically everything he fights or deals with is got horns, teeth, and or wants to kill humans. So it's harder to get a monster on screen and budgeted than it is to make some spinny circles and make a kaleidoscope effect.
Also, if you look at the if you actually look at Doctor Strange, the movie, and him in Infinity Wars and all that, a lot of his magic is super simple.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I think that has more to do with how they chose to interpret Doctor Strange in the films. I think that's more chalked up to just their interpretation of him.
Oh, no, I've because read the
Doctor Strange simple. In the comics is trippy AF. Like, yeah, I don't think that's necessarily an easy character to adapt. I just think they did a really good job translating it into film.
But also the Hellblazer comics, which is from where Constantine comes from, it's more down to earth, and the things he fights and deals with are much more of the biological point of view. Mm-hmm. It's not these grandiose, you know, cosmic beings. It's like, oh crap, a demon escaped. I gotta go hunt that down again. So I just see where that would not translate well to a TV show. The show was great, but I can see how it would hurt their budget over and over again trying to deal with these effects and events. What do you guys think of the Arrowverse, or I guess now that it's the DC universe on TV that they've got going? What do you think is the future for that?
The DCEU on TV?
Well, what I'm saying is like they keep adding on shows into it. They just added Supergirl, and they're just tacking, and they're about to do Titan.
Oh, that's so right.
They keep tacking on these shows to this one big universe, which I can see what they're doing, but do you guys think that it's going to reach a maximum, like...
I think it's going to get oversaturated.
Yeah.
Honestly, as much as I love the Teen Titans, I'm also glad that Adult Swim is... You heard that Adult Swim is picking up the original animated series, right?
Yes.
They're doing the same thing they did with Samurai Jack, where they're going to give them the final season, but it's Adult Swim, so they're going to make it their way.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm not all too keen with how much they've changed them, because I'm okay with there's being like a little bit of change, but I don't think Raven should be like 7 years younger than the oldest actor. Raven's like 12 in the TV show.
Oh, don't even get me started on Starfire.
Oh, I was about to get on Starfire. Another thing about it is that it's not going to have Cyborg in it, because they want to keep Cyborg Grail's friend, Beast Boy, and Cyborg, the older brother, Cyborg being like an older brother to Raven, because she really doesn't have a family outside the Titans. You don't get like the conflict of leadership from Cyborg and Robin. You don't get like the whole technological aspect of Starfire being a otherworldly entity, not otherworldly, but like outside space, and Cyborg, who has all these technologies, because like one of like the best episodes is the car episode, where she's just fascinated by windshield wipers, and that's very character defining. So I think without a Cyborg, it's not gonna hold up to the expectations of the fans. One more thing is that they're also going to have Slade in there, which means we're going to have not one, not two, but three Deathstrokes. We have three Deathstrokes coming out in the next 3 years. We have three.
Listen, if they keep stroking it, there's going to be a problem to mess everywhere.
Hey, it's a full character design.
Yeah.
It's a really cool character design.
I love.
I can't fault them for that.
All right. Do we want to move over to NBC and talk about what they've got? And then we can talk about some of the controversial stuff that we have left over and some of the reboots. So, obviously, America's Got Talent has been renewed for another season. That show's not going to go away.
I wish that kids would stop winning those.
Yeah. American Ninja Warrior has been renewed. Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been picked up. Chicago Med, Chicago PD, they're all renewed.
They just need like one crossover episode.
They do. They're crossover all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
So it's like a nice universe.
Yeah, but it's all Chicago, you know. Everyone's got a weird accent. let's see here.
Law and Order SVU for season 20.
Yeah, it's going to keep going.
Dun, dun.
New Amsterdam is a new series. They got a bunch of new series kind of going on there. The Rise has been canceled. Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Not canceled, but not renewed. It's got eaten by a bear.
That's a bad sign.
And Superstore has been renewed, which I think is hilarious because any of us that worked in retail can tell you Superstore is truly honest.
It is completely like...
What is it? Tell me about it. I might put it on my watch list.
Superstore is a show about a new guy who starts working at it, like essentially what's their version of a Walmart meets Walgreens. Best way to describe it. Okay. It's like a small everything you need in one place store, right?
Okay.
And the store's called Cloud Nine. And basically, it's all the shenanigans that happen when you work at a grocery store. Grocery store slash, you know, in that field. And so there's all kinds of funny things with a younger woman getting pregnant and trying to name the baby. And then there's like the crazy assistant manager. And then there's one of the guys, if you're a fan of Rooster Teeth, it has like half the cast from the Laser Team 2 in it. It's great. It's really funny and it's pretty honest. Every episode I watch, I go, yeah, I've dealt with that at work.
What's it called again?
Superstore. It's super funny. It's on Hulu.
You probably love it.
It's great. I'm glad there's another season because it's one of those shows that I feel like you can understand and relate to. Even if you don't, if you've never worked retail, you can still go, yeah, I can see how that works. Because everyone has those kind of coworkers. I like it a lot. And it's not campy like The Office or something like that. It's done more like, what's a good way to describe it? It's hard to compare it to another show.
It's like a, it's not more like a sitcom. It's more like a, what is it, Modern Family-esque?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
It's like Modern Family in a superstore, in a retail store.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Oh, it's okay. Great. I'll put it on my watch list.
Very relatable.
Yeah, it's one of those where you can also pop in on any episode and it really doesn't change anything. So why don't we go ahead and talk about some of the big renewals and big events. I guess we can start off with X-Files won't be coming back.
That's sad. No,
Illuminati memes.
Because they're talking about when the actress finally steps down, they're kind of retiring, I guess, from the series, and it's going to be ending. Also, Prison Break and 24 are getting reboots again.
Okay. How many reboots has 24 had?
I don't know at this point.
Like, this might be like their fourth.
This will be the second.
You guys do know the gimmick about 24, right?
No, what's 24?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 24 is like a big action stop terrorist TV show, right? The gimmick about 24 that I always thought was hilarious is the show is actually designed to reflect the time of day when the show is aired. So if the show is going to be airing in LA, if it shows like 8 o'clock at night, the entire show will be set at 8 o'clock at night. If the show is showing... It is scheduled and the schedule changes to show like 6 o'clock in the evening. The entire show is set at 6 o'clock in the evening. It is set to be aired at the same time the show takes place. It is weird.
The show always had, the show always had 24 episodes and each episode was in real time what happened in that 1 hour.
Yep. It is really weird.
Interesting.
It was a really good show, and then they hey, Jordan, can we curse?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. And then they screwed it up. Oh, I can?
You can say fuck.
And then they had a really good show, and then they fucked it up.
Speaking of things that can be fucked up, The Office may be getting a revival. What's your thoughts?
Okay.
Because keep in mind, so there was the original Office in Great Britain. Then they made The Office in the United States.
Which is wildly more successful.
Wildly more successful. But it did launch a lot of careers, a ton of careers for a lot of people. And what do you guys think of it either being rebooted or continued? Or, I mean, a lot of those actors have moved on to bigger and better things. I mean, think about their main character. He just did A Quiet Place, and it was wonderful. I doubt he would give that up to go back to working at The Office.
It's now the third highest grossing movie of the year.
Yeah, so I'm like...
John Krasinski?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they're going to do it, they'd have to reboot it with a new cast of new comedian characters, new younger guys, make it a branch or whatever.
I'd be up for that.
It's the only way. But you got to think about it. While the show has fans and has people that don't like it, I can get through an episode every now and then. It's very cringeworthy, but I can see why it's such a hit. And it did spark a lot of people's careers. So I think if the pattern continues, this could be the start of a whole nother era of comedians and other great actors.
I'm definitely a fan.
Actors are getting old.
I really like the style of humor it has. I mean, it is kind of cringy and very awkward, but so am I, and I appreciate that.
See, I love Parks and Rec. Okay. I love that show. It is in the same style, but not the same comedy. So I like the way they film it, but I don't like the comedy in it. That's why I like Parks and Rec, because it was more relatable because it had a lot of younger characters, and also because it didn't have that cringe factor. It was more of a sarcastic factor.
I don't like
okay. Well, I'm not like Jared over here, but I don't. I've seen The Office a few times, and it's a. I think the episodes are really good.
I have seen clips, and I do enjoy the humor. But I watch like the YouTube's compilation of like the funniest moments, and I'm like, wow, that's great.
Right.
But I can't sit down. I'm watching.
Like I said, it's a really great show, but I can only take it in like 10-minute chunks. What I use it for is like when I'm on lunch break at work, I'll go, you know what? I'll try to watch some Office. Okay, I'm done with The Office.
My thing about rebooting, or I guess rebooting the show would be for a new generation, is that they really have to stick that landing with the new cast, because this could really blow up in their face if they get this like new crop of comedians and it just doesn't go the way, and it just doesn't work, you know, for regardless of the reasons, whether it be the writing or the casting or the new structure. It's just, there's a lot of, it's kind of like what Fuller House is now. Like there's a lot, like it could either go in the wrong direction, like kind of Fuller House has done, which has kind of become more of a Disney Channel show, or it could be, has there ever been, or it could be, when The Office did make it to the America and they became a huge sensation. So it could vary. It's just, the rebooted show right now is kind of on thin ice, and it'll be interesting to see if they can get off the ice.
Oh, you were going to talk about, was it Lethal Weapon, about them changing the actor?
Oh yeah. Now that we're going back to Fox for a little bit. So for the listeners that haven't been keeping up, Lethal Weapon is a TV show based off of the 1987 film with the same name, and they have now, and there's been, you know, kind of a debate the last kind of week or two if the actor Clayne Crawford, I hope I'm saying that right, will be replaced because of not necessarily harassment, but just bullying on set, just random spurts of misconduct throughout the last two seasons.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you said on set? Like their coworkers are bullying them?
No, he's bullying the coworkers.
Oh, I see.
Like
I see.
The cast and crew. I'm swatting gnats because they're trying to get to my water.
If you didn't know, we're in Georgia, and it's a living hell right now.
We're 10 degrees hotter than we're supposed to be at this time of year.
And so Clayton Crawford, he's like the co-star of the movie. He's playing Martin Riggs. He's playing beside Damon Wayans, who's Murtaugh on the show. So and the show already had like dwindling ratings. So people thought at worst, the show would just get canceled. But now the show is getting renewed, but it's getting renewed with Sean William Scott replacing Clayton Crawford. So what was, expected to be, a cancellation just due to ratings and, they needed to replace and the fact that they had a problem with this actor. Now they're replacing the actor and the show's still coming back for its third season in the show. And so this is a huge deal because people do like the show, but people might not be following what's happening on the show, what happened behind the scenes. And also you also, regardless of what happened on set, when you replace an actor, you have to worry about the chemistry between the two actors and if that can carry through when replacing the actor. So that's why this is kind of an interesting situation and will be very interesting to see how it plays out in the fall. So I'm going to hand it back to you guys. What do you guys think of this?
You want to go first? I have a big problem with them changing our. I know that there's some tension between some of the actors. So at least write them out or write them a reason to not be there for a little while.
And
create a new character. I mean, it doesn't always work, but like there's got to be some kind of solution there because changing an actor is going to be dynamic and it's going to change the language. You know what I mean? It's going to change the connection between the two actors on screen, even though off screen they may be fighting each other or picking on each other or they may be bad chemistry or anything. But on screen, there's a certain. And if change now, either help the show or kill it dead in the water.
I misunderstood at some point. I thought that they were actually going to be doing that, where they would be taking the one actor out and replacing with a new character. They're just straight up just changing
it's the same character.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's take this from a post post regular post TV market. If they're going to sell DVDs or if they're going to sell or if they're going to give to Hulu or if they're going to do whatever, think about this like 4 years in the future. Somebody who becomes our age and says, hey, what's the show here? Lethal Weapon? I remember seeing those as a kid. I'll watch it. And then as soon as it hits this new season, they're going to be like,
they're not going to understand the reasoning behind it. Like right now, we get it. We understand. But also, it's like the thought is like, who do you put on the poster? You know, when you sell this and you're like each, Netflix, whatever, they have always like that logo of maybe the main actors mm-hmm. or a senior shot. Which actor do you put on the cover of that? Do you put one at the beginning of the show or the one that came in?
If they don't do something different about you, did you change your hair joke?
Well, it's like in a.
I could see them changing the character, but they have to have a reason because they don't just go from they can't do what they do with Doctor Who, where it's the same character but it's different actors because they already have a built-in rule, the regeneration.
Yeah,
they can't just change the actor. That's gonna turn a lot of heads.
And they can't do it soap opera style where it's like it was me the whole time. Yeah.
They should literally just do that where it's just like, I've been lying to you. And then he pulls off a mask and then he cuts to the new guy. This is my face or something like that.
I've been a witness protection.
See, like, as a cop. I'm a cop who's in witness protection.
ultimately undercover. No one would suspect a cop being a witness protection.
See, they would need something like that. They might even need like a campy episode where they're just saying like, he goes to a mad scientist and gets like a plastic surgery or something.
Well,
like
it's
that.
Lethal Weapon.
It's absolutely rude. But it's
might be a stretch.
They need to establish how he changed. They can't just have a new character because that will ruin the
continuity. But what I was gonna say there also is like, you gotta get the actor that's being kicked off the show to play along with a lot of these schemes. You know, if you're being told, "Hey, we're replacing you,"
if he's under legal contract still,
that's not gonna mean he's gonna act his best. You can be under legal contract and be on stage, be on screen being, "Oh no, I am being shot." No one can force you to act well.
It'll be an interesting experiment. That's why I wanted to bring it up on the show.
It's funny because he could choose not to act his best, but honestly, he's just kind of shooting himself in the foot because it's only going to make the other guy look even better by comparison.
Yeah.
Well, and also,
yeah, but you also got to think about the fact he knows he's being replaced.
I just mean from like an audience perspective, because they're not, because people that don't know all this meta stuff going in, they're just going to look at the show and they're going to see like, oh wow, he started acting really badly toward those last couple of episodes right before they changed it. And it might make the transition actually a little bit smoother for them.
Yeah.
Well, the show's already finished all filming on the episodes.
Yeah.
It's already wrapped. So it's just now they're replacing the actor and they're going to, I'm assuming they're not going to do anything with it. I don't know. It's just, I reading that this week, it's just been interesting because at first you would just assume they would just cancel the show. It's going to be interesting development, seeing how that plays out in the fall. Maybe, after tying, maybe if they like push the date, maybe they can kind of ease the time a little bit, or ease maybe confuse people a little bit. But it'll be just an interesting development.
Close to running out of time. So is there anything you guys want to talk about real quick before we wrap up?
Yes, there's a couple things I wanted to talk about. Rick and Morty got renewed for 70 more episodes, which is nice.
Well, after being canceled, that's such a big jump too.
I know.
It's just a stunt.
Yeah.
It's just a stunt. Oh no, we're canceled. Hey guys.
70 episodes.
I don't know if it's necessarily a stunt. I mean, I've heard that Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland don't necessarily get along all the time. It might have just been creative differences.
That's true, but I also gotta think about how much content they make outside of the show. I mean, they just did a music video with Run the Jewel, and they did like the whole Szechuan sauce event.
Oh, that was more of a disaster. And they didn't have anything to do with that.
No, that was all fans. But I mean, think about, because it's a big thing we've been talking about today, is like how much the fans change the show. And that's a big thing nowadays. It's like back 20 years ago, that was not a thing. But, if enough of us riot, they will bring a show back to life.
Which is very unfortunate. I feel like if that was the case, I don't think the creators of the show are going to let us live that down, because I don't necessarily think they the creators think that highly of their own fan base. So if that is the case where the fans drag the show back kicking and screaming, they're probably going to complain about it in the show.
Well, in the case of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Lucifer, and I guess Rick and Morty, like, the fans love the show. So, I mean, I'm sure that, and then they're fighting for it too. I mean, Dan Harmon, I think what it ultimately came to is he wanted a break because he is working on a lot of different shows, a lot of different projects. I think it was where he decided, I'm going to take a break. And then he saw the outreach of people just like, no, we want more of the show. And he's like, all right, fine. Because he's like that. He's kooky. He wrote Community. So that's where we got Dan Glover.
Also, in cartoon news, if anyone cares, Steven Universe is slated to end this season. It hasn't been renewed for a sixth season, so it looks like it's going to end this season.
But
in
we
fact,
still have so many that, questions.
Yes, it's a little bit of old news at this point.
If they lost us,
there needs to be like one episode that not the last one, but the second to last one. They just go, okay, we're going to answer a lot of things for you.
Well, that's the thing. They actually accidentally released a bunch of really spoilery things about the end of this season. So if it turns out that this season is the season finale, that's going to be an even bigger mistake on Cartoon Network's behalf. They accidentally released like a ton of information about it. They didn't mean to. That's not good.
I think the problem with it is that show has a following in a different situation, because the show is it's like pro-feminist, but in the best way possible, because it deals with a lot of female characters. It deals with characters that question who they are and what they're doing in life and where they need to go. The character Lily is his mother in some shape or form. So, I mean, I think it's a very progressive show, and it's also funny and get great music. And I just hate to see for it to end abruptly and essentially give the fans blue balls.
Well, I think they are kind of working towards an ending at this point, especially with, I don't know if you've seen the latest two episodes that just got released, but there were a ton of really major information that got dropped. And now, and I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it, but knowing the twist that happens in those last two episodes, I can actually see how they might resolve the series from that point. So I don't think it's too far off from an ending. If they wanted to end it this season, I could see how they could do that.
All right. Are there any other news?
What's the show we're talking about again?
Steven Universe.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, Caitlin, do you have any other news in the animated world before we wrap this up?
Just that Star versus the Forces of Evil got a fifth season, and that's about it. That's all it. Right. They got renewed for another season, so yay.
Cartoon Network's really been on their, like, part of them have been on their game and part of them have not. It's like...
Star is Disney.
Oh, it's Disney. Yeah, sorry. Yes,
it's actually Disney XD. They moved it off of their main channel.
Wow. Well, what I'm saying is, like, there's a lot of shows right now that are, like, really well done, and there's a ton of crap. And I don't know if that's just...
It's okay. You can say Teen Titans Go. It's all right. They won't hurt you.
Teen Titans Go is a dumpster fire.
It's getting a movie. The movie's coming out.
We're going to review the movie, right?
The movie kind of looks funny, though.
We're definitely seeing the movie, though, right? Like, we're all going to be first in line.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Youth Critic podcast will talk about it.
We are bound to do it.
We hate it, but we're all going to buy movie tickets to go see it.
We'll talk about it on the Youth Critic.
So next movie is we're going to talk about Wrestling Wars. We're going to talk about Deadpool. There's also a lot of the Marvel and DC TV shows that are going to be, like, they've been hinted at, but they haven't really talked about. They're not part of this release we talked about today. And we're going to talk about the Cannies, or the, as Kale called it, what? The Cannes Film Festival.
What are we talking about again?
Cannes Film Festival. There you go. Which we're
going to talk about. Or Cannes Film Festival, depending on who you asked.
We're going to talk about the controversy there next week. Because right now it's happening right now, and I don't feel comfortable talking about it until it's resolved and I have more information on it. Because I don't want to give you guys, our listeners, any information that's false or wrong unless, you know, I've been given wrong information. But it's still happening. So we'll talk about it next week.
As long as we're suggesting topics, I'd also like to recommend for your consideration the Batman Ninja anime movie that came out.
I want to see that.
We'll talk about that next week as well.
It's out, and I want to talk about that. So.
Well,
I'll watch it
next week.
Excellent.
Okay, well, we'll wrap this up. It's been about an hour. This has been... And?
Kale.
There you go.
And Kaylin's here too. Hi.
And this has been the Grain of Salt Morning Show. Thank you all for listening and being a part of KZ Productions. Listen to Kale's Youth Critic, and we will be back next week. Have a good one.
Thanks.
I can stop the broadcast. Where's my mouse?